Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, July 3rd, 2023. And just like that, the calendar has flipped to July, and the new month has some changes those of us in the region should be aware of. RBB has explained them as follows, starting with gas storage levy increases. The surcharge to finance gas storage will more than double in July, from 59 cents to 1.45 euro per megawatt hour, and the levy is paid by gas customers. For an example calculation, for a single family home with an annual consumption of 20,000 kilowatt hours, this results in additional costs of around 18 euros per year. The surcharge is intended to compensate for costs incurred by Trading Hub Europe as a result of measures to increase security of supply. Trading Hub Europe is responsible for organizing the German gas market. Next, e-prescriptions. From July, people with public health insurance will be able to access e-prescriptions at pharmacies using their insurance card. By the end of July, 80% of pharmacies are expected to be connected to the system. The Federal Ministry of Health hopes that digitization will make drug treatment safer and simplify processes in doctors' offices and pharmacies. Moving on to pensions. Starting in July, the approximately 21 million pensioners in Germany will receive more money. In the East, pensions will increase by 5.86%, in the West by 4.39%. 1 year earlier than originally planned, a uniform pension value will be applied throughout Germany, which will be €37.60. The pension value is the amount that corresponds to the monthly pension if someone earned an average salary for a year and paid pension contributions, and it's set by the federal government on July 1st of each year. Next, there will be changes to the Bürgergeld, or the citizen's allowance. There are changes for people who receive the Bürgergeld. The tax-free amounts for those in gainful employment are increasing. If their income is between 520 and 1,000 euros, those receiving the citizen's income allowance are allowed to keep 30%. An upper limit of 520 euros applies to jobs for school children or students. In addition, the opportunities for further training will be expanded, and low-skilled workers are to be supported in further vocational training in order to open up access to the skilled labor market for them. The so-called placement priority in work will thus be abolished. Next, increases in garnishment exemption thresholds. The exemption thresholds for garnishment will be increased in July. Debtors with a regular income will be able to keep 80 euros more per month. From now on, an amount of 1,402 euros and 28 cents is unattachable. The previous limit was about 1,330. And for people with maintenance obligations, the exemption amount also increases to about 1,940 euros. Berlin will abolish the gelbe Säcke, or the yellow sacks. Yellow bags will be abolished in Berlin starting in July. And starting immediately, about 250,000 recycling garbage cans will gradually be delivered in the remaining areas that still dispose of their packaging waste via collection in the bags. The new garbage cans hold 240 liters. The first bins will be distributed in the districts of Spandau, Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, and Steglitz-Zehlendorf. Reinickendorf-Pankow and the Mitte district will follow in August. And in September, the changeover will then start in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Tempelhof-Schöneberg, and Neukölln. And shortly thereafter, it will be the turn of Lichtenberg, Marzahn-Hellersdorf, and Treptow-Köpenick. And the changeover to the garbage can should be completed by the end of October. The collection rhythm for recyclable waste remains unchanged, however, according to the Senate Department, and these cans will be emptied as usual on a bi-weekly basis. Next, charging stations with card reading options. To curb payment chaos, new charging stations that go into operation for the first time this July will be equipped with a standardized card reader terminal, and existing charging stations do not have to be retrofitted. DHL will increase prices. DHL is raising its prices in a number of areas. From July, postage for a 10-kilo parcel will cost 10 euros and 49 cents, up from 9 euros and 49 cents. Cash on delivery shipments will also increase in price from 6 euros 90 to 8 euros 99. Age verification will also become more expensive, rising from 1 euro 19 to 1 euro 99. and the cost of transport insurance will also rise. Up to an insured value of 2,500 euros, this now costs 6.99 instead of 6 euros. And up to 25,000 euros in insurance value, 19.99 will be due as of June, and previously the cost was 18 euros. New bank cards will no longer have the Maestro function. New Giro cards issued by banks starting July 1st will no longer have a Maestro function, and old cards with the function can still be used until the end of their validity. Bank customers can switch to the debit card, for example, and it works like this. Instead of a monthly statement, purchases and other payments are debited directly from the account, making it similar to the checking card. And lastly, summer vacations will start. Summer vacations will start in Berlin and Brandenburg on July 13th, and they will last a little over 6 weeks, with school starting once again on August 28th. The German Automobile Association, or the ADAC, is expecting a lot of traffic jams this summer in connection with travelers. The background to this is the increased desire to travel after the corona years, but also the trend towards vacationing in Germany as well as camping vacations. And car trips to neighboring countries are also currently very popular, according to the ADAC. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.